Two out of every three votes cast in Connecticut's August primary were by absentee ballot. Election officials expect that number will be lower this November, but municipal clerks are still preparing to make sure every voter can cast their vote by absentee if necessary. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports.
Lita Reuter is living in a world of envelopes. She's the town clerk in Stamford, and she wants voters to know how important those envelopes are to their absentee ballots.
It's more than a postage and a stamp. And because I think many people think of the absentee balloting process as just an envelope, and you put a stamp on it and you put a little ballot in it. But the tracking is the hard part.
When you go to the polls, you're handed a ballot. Your identity as a registered voter is verified by a list on your way in. But that one piece of paper, your ballot, is all it takes to cast your vote. By the time it's passed through the tabulator, it really doesn't matter which voter cast which ballot, as long as that vote is counted. Absentee ballots require a few more pieces of paper. Voters need to apply for a ballot, and then that ballot comes back to them through the mail, along with a mailing envelope and a ballot envelope. The vote itself is anonymous. The envelope is not, and it holds voter identification. That envelope is what keeps the system secure.
You cannot do anything with a ballot. It's the envelope that tracks you as a voter in which that ballot is situated. That's that envelope with the serial number and the tracking number. That's what's the most important part.
Tim DiCarlo will be opening some of those envelopes on election night. He's the Republican Registrar of Voters in Waterbury. He'll only get them once the municipal clerks have verified the identity on each envelope and ensured that it's signed.
So once we take possession of them, we have to open the outer envelope, remove the B envelope, which is the signed envelope, and then separate the B envelope and take the ballot itself out. Reason being is so we don't see how you voted. Once that last envelope is opened, we can then place it through a tabulator.
Absentee voting at this scale hasn't been flawless. For the August primary, the Secretary of the State's office used a mail house to send applications, and then later actual ballots to voters. That made things easier for local election officials. But there were problems, and many voters reported never receiving their ballots. This time, clerks have to mail all the ballots. Shantae Graham is the assistant town clerk in Stamford.
Yeah, the fulfillment portion is the harder part. So now we're physically having to mail all the ballots out versus having a mail house to do that process.
Ballot designs differ based on district. Over the summer, there were 40 different types of ballots statewide. This fall, there are more than 500. In a statement, the Secretary of the State's office said the duty fell to clerks this time because it wasn't possible to find an outside vendor who could handle that many ballot types and get up to speed before the general election. So the secretary made almost $10 million available to local election officials. And clerks like Reuter have spent the fall getting their offices up to speed. She expects somewhere between 30 to 40,000 applications. Ballots were first mailed out on October 2nd and will continue to be prepared up until the election. From there, timing is in the hands of voters, who, Reuter says, love to wait to the last minute.
I don't know, there is something in the psychology of voters that they love to drop off that AB ballot last minute.
By law, voters have until 8 p.m. on election night to deliver their votes to the secure ballot boxes placed outside every town hall. And voters who choose to use the mail should ensure ballots have ample time to arrive before the polls close. But as town clerks across the state would say, the earlier you can get that ballot back to them, the better. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.